Good morning. Lovely to see your lovely faces. Now, we've just been singing how good God is and how faithful it is. So I thought, tell me, has he been good to you or faithful to you this week? If he has, share something. Share it then. Praise God. And you've done the right thing, didn't you? You didn't run around like a headless chicken.
No.
You prayed. Yeah. Wonderful. So here's faithful, here's good. You've all been singing it, so come on, tell me. Encourage me. Build my faith up. You know, God is good in the big, big things in our life, like you feeling low and depressed about having your teeth done, you doing your gardening. He's interested in absolutely everything, isn't he? Isn't it amazing? This great, big, enormous God, this awesome God, is interested. I praise God for Ian. We've gone through quite a little phase. I think God's telling him he's got to calm down. He's 78 and works about 50 hours a week, but that's Ian, isn't it? But he had two abscesses in his mouth, and we got a Christian dentist, and he said to him, Ian, there's nothing wrong with your teeth, there's nothing wrong with your gums, but your body's stressed. And then we were going to Sizewell just before you did, Vicky, and he was going to be speaking morning and evening to twitchers. Oh, they don't like that, do they? Bird watchers, I was told off. I thought they like being called twitchers, but they don't. Anyway, I got told off. The bird watchers. Well, the day before we were going, fortunately, we was going to go a day before it actually started. He woke me at 1 o'clock in the morning and he said, Carol, I'm in so much pain, I don't know what to do. Now, Ian never complains about anything. It's not like me. I will say to him, if I told you I don't feel well, you know. But he's not. And I got up and it was an excruciating pain. So I phoned 111 and they said, no, an ambulance. Well, we waited an hour for an ambulance. And then I phoned them. I said, could you tell me how long the ambulance is going to be? And they said, another 4 hours. So I said, oh, please forget it. So I phoned my sister at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, who doesn't live too far away? I said, I don't want to drive. He's in too much pain. No. So she took us and they boosted him up with loads of morphine. Now, we're going away the following day. This is now 3 o'clock in the morning. And the doctor had done a scan and he went, you've got a ruptured bowel. I thought, oh, what a whacking great operation that is. We will not be going away. Not only Sizewell, we're then going on holiday. But then he had a CAT scan and they said, no, but you've got a massive stone in the kidney. And anyway, it's moved, it's in his bladder now, so he's got a, we don't know, we're praying it's gone. But anyway, but the minute it moved, the pain went. And we went off to Sizewell and we had a wonderful time and then we went off to France a week after. But then he didn't tell me last week. He didn't tell me. I said, why don't you tell me? And he said, I don't want to worry you. But he needed to go to the optician's because I don't know if you've seen Ian sometimes, but when he's preaching, sometimes he's going... And I said, you really do need to go and get some glasses in. So anyway, he succumbed. But I didn't know, but last week, when he was out, he had a very strange turn. And the eye sort of wasn't showing what it should be. Like if he looked at you, Margaret, he would see your eye over there and your mouth over here. And, you know, it was really strange. And then it was watering all the time. Anyway, he goes to the optician last week and she said, I think you've had a TIA. And I said to Ian, you know, this is God telling you, you've got to calm down. Anyway, he goes to the hospital. It makes me laugh actually. They said, you'll hear from the doctor. So at 2:30 in the morning, the doctor phoned up. And Ian said, where are you speaking from? He said, Southern Africa. He didn't say South Africa, Southern Africa. Right, okay. And then he said, what do you do, sir? And then when Ian started telling me, oh, I found a lift, oh, and all of a sudden, he weren't interested in Ian. He was interested. He was obviously a Christian. He said, I'm going to have another doctor phone you within 24 hours. Anyway, he did at 3:30 the following morning. And the first question was, how do you sleep, sir? Well, pretty good until someone phones me 2:30 and then 3:30. But he said, no, you've got to go to hospital. Anyway, he said, all the tests. And no, he hasn't had a TIA. So I'm really praising God that God has given him 3 warnings. And so he has promised he's going to calm down a little bit. So I'm praising God for that. Yeah, because sometimes God does that, doesn't he? Gives us a little warning, you know. Anyway, Did you all have an extra hour's sleep? Yeah? Good. Well, this morning we continue at the names of God, and that's what Martin has already said. Personally, this is my very, very favourite name of the Lord, so I feel very privileged that I'm able to share it with you. I don't know how you say it. How did you say it, Martin?
Probably.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, oh, I said for hi, but I don't know. But anyway, what it is Jehovah the Shepherd. But before we read about the shepherd, I want us to remember the burning bush. I want to remember when Moses was speaking to God and God said, I am who I am. Such a big statement. Not I am God, but I am who I am. It's so powerful. And later, when we look at Jesus, and when people question, is Jesus really God? Look what he says. I am. And actually, I understand from my prayer partner who's been studying Greek and as a lay preacher now, it is I am who I am who I am. I am Carol. I am. And when we look through what Jesus says, he says, I am the Good Shepherd, equal to God the Father. In fact, 7 times we read Jesus saying, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the resurrection. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the vine. And what we're looking at today, I am the Good Shepherd. Probably the best psalm that we know that David wrote is, in fact, the 23rd Psalm, used by Christians and non-Christians, usually weddings and funerals. But just look at the first line. What's it say? What's the very first line? My shepherd. Not the Lord is a shepherd. Not the Lord is the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Isn't that amazing? Our Almighty God, who made heaven and earth, who made thousands upon thousands, trillions of stars in the universe, says to you, I personally am your shepherd. That blows me away. You can see why it's my favourite, can't you? Intimate. Personal. Say it. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Your shepherd. How awesome. I haven't got a word big enough. David knew what it was like to be a shepherd. A young man at night, he would be out looking after his sheep. And it must have been at those times that he wrote this beautiful song, psalm, poem, The Lord is My Shepherd. But we first read about God being the shepherd is in Genesis 48, when Jacob said, My God has been my shepherd all my life. To know God is your shepherd. When I was in India on the mission with Ian, quite a few times we would be held up by sheep being led by a shepherd. You couldn't move. Loads of sheep. And they were following the shepherd. Unlike the cattle that would be led from the back. Not led, they would be driven from the back. But the sheep just followed. The sheep knew their shepherd's voice. He would shout out sometimes when he saw cars all behind him. In John 10, verse 27, it says, Jesus says, My sheep, listen to me. Take note of that. We're his sheep. Listen to our shepherd. My sheep, listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I was in Sheffield a long time ago, and it just blew me away to see all these sheep with their lambs. They all looked exactly the same to me. Their bat was exactly the same to me. But their mum knew which baby was theirs, and by golly, if the wrong lamb went, she would push him off. I think, how do they know? He knows us intimately. Oh, it's amazing. The sheep followed, trusting the shepherd, knowing that they would take them to a safe place. We used to sing when I was young, probably sang it as well, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere, I will follow on. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Or I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Jehovah Rohi, the divine shepherd, encourages us and calls us to follow him. He wants to lead us, care for us, shield us, and he calls us by name. He knows our name. That is amazing, isn't it? You know, I my memory's going bad. I'm very fortunate. When I go into prison with Ian, I'm supposed to know these men's names, but because I'm an old lady, I can say hello, darling. Ian can't. But you're supposed to know their names, you know. I can't remember them from one week to the other. I can't remember which one. But he knows our name, personally. Why does he care so much? Why does he ask us to follow him? Why? Because he loves us. And he knows without him, we in fact are lost. You know, sheep are totally incapable of caring for themselves. They can't fight off danger. And they can't even clean themselves. In fact, they can do nothing other than eat and reproduce. That's all they can do. Sheep are totally and absolutely dependent upon the shepherd. Sadly, one of the most popular songs at funerals today is I'll Do It My Way. And Isaiah 53:6 says, for we like sheep have gone astray, and each one has turned to his own way. And the Lord, Jesus, has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. You know, I don't know. Yesterday you admitted you felt a bit low. I've been feeling a bit low lately. I don't know if it's the weather sometimes. They call it sad, don't they? I don't know. But I was feeling a bit lost, really. And sometimes it's purposely. We can wander off. Sometimes it's just the way we feel or situations in our life. But Jesus will come and look for us. Isn't that amazing? We know the parable of the lost sheep. I'm sure you've seen that beautiful picture of Jesus with a lamb over his shoulders, haven't you? And sometimes that's me, sometimes that's you, sometimes he's carrying us, like that poem, you know, footsteps. Sometimes he says, come on, I'll carry you this little bit. And you know, I've seen that again in India, when there's been a lame lamb, and the shepherd will come back and lift him. When David led his sheep to a new lush place, the road before might be rugged. It might be rough and stony. It might even be a wilderness. And yet the sheep would trust the shepherd to take them through these sometimes very difficult places to get to the lush ground. And we need to believe, I need to believe, the promises that if we follow Jesus, he has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you to the end of the age. But I might be thinking, yeah, but where are you taking me? This is a real rough time. I've been praying for this for years and years. Why are you taking me this way? We read about it, don't we? With when the Israelites were in the wilderness. Why are we here? Moan, groan. Why? Ah, Christians can be the same. Why are you taking us this way? Why are we doing it that way? Because he knows the way. He says, I am the way. I need to believe it. He knows where he's taking me. Why the dickens do I argue with him? Well, by the way, who's Dickens? Have you heard that? You know? We say it, don't we? But you know, why do I argue with God sometimes? He said, I am the way. Follow me. And I must, you must believe in those troubled times, those times when we go through storms in our life, as well as the good times, to follow Jesus, to follow the shepherd, to follow Jehovah Rai. The good shepherd then miraculously, wonderfully, fantastically became a lamb. The good shepherd became a lamb, dealing with our separation from God because of our sin. Led like a lamb to the slaughter. The good shepherd became a lamb for us. Again, why? Because he loves us. He loves you. The Lord is your, my shepherd. We could talk a lot more about a shepherd and a sheep. The relationship with a shepherd, with a sheep. But there's none greater than God, the great shepherd of the flock. There's none greater that has said, you follow me and I will take you to places perhaps you would never ever have gone. I never in a million years have thought I'd have ended up going all over the world like I've gone with Ian. I followed the Lord. I went to India kicking and screaming. I did not want to go. And the moment I got off the plane, I knew I was where God wanted me to be. It's okay. It's okay to say to God, why are you taking me this way? It's not okay to say, I'm not going to follow you. I don't like where you're taking me. I'm not going to go that way. And we know on Tuesday, we were praying for those that we love that have decided to go their own way. And I expect every one of us have got someone in our family or a friend that once walked with God, once followed the Good Shepherd, who's now going their own way. And it breaks our heart. Well, we must keep praying for them. Because, you know, God never goes, well, they've gone their own way, so be it. His word tells us that he left 99 to go and look for that lost one. But what he doesn't do is have a fight with us. He doesn't get hold of us by the arm and drag us and say, you will follow us. He calls us with his gentle voice, come, follow me. And like that song I used to sing when I was a child and you did, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. May it be true for all of us. In Revelation 7:7, and I'm going to end with this, for the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd. So there we've seen the lamb that was slaughtered for us, the lamb that was led to Calvary, that was crucified for you and me, again with your name on his heart, my name on his heart. The good shepherd became the lamb. For the lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd, and he would lead them to the springs of living water and wipe away every tear from their eye. This is our future. This is where your hubby is. That's a promise. And you can rest in that. Jesus the Lamb will be our shepherd. The question is, for all of us, are we going to follow him? Shall we pray? Father God, I want to pray that song. Jesus, you know, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere, even in the rough places, even in the places we don't want to go. I'm going to follow you because we're going to trust you, Lord. We're going to take you hold by your right hand. I love that verse. And walk with you. Lord, we're not going to say it's easy. Sometimes when we go through rough times, lonely times, painful times, you think, why, Lord? Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you taking me this way? He says, follow me. Trust me. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So Father God, I pray over this word. I pray it might touch our hearts. Not just a nice story, not just a reminder of some of the things in the Bible that we've read since children, but a reminder that you are personally our shepherd, that you personally care for us, that you personally call us by name. And I pray, Lord God, however we've come in today, no matter what we're going through, we will always follow Jesus. Amen. Thank you.